And finally today, another Black History Month Minute. It's part of our ongoing series. We've invited members of the Tell Me More staff, some of our guests, and our NPR colleagues to share stories about the figure or event from Black history that they most admire. Today, one of the regulars in our parenting segment highlights a political pioneer and a New Yorker.
I'm Jolene Ivey, a frequent contributor to the Tell Me More parenting segment and a Maryland State Delegate from the 47th District. As an African-American woman politician, I'm proud to pay tribute to the late U.S. Congresswoman Shirley Chisholm. She was exactly the kind of politician I aspire to be, outspoken, fearless, and true. Shirley Chisholm won a seat in the New York State Assembly in 1964 and 4 years later ran successfully for Congress with the campaign theme, Shirley Chisholm, Unbought and Unbossed. She was the first Black woman elected to Congress. During a time when it was not popular to do so, she opposed the Vietnam War. Our country's indebted to her for her fierce commitment to women's rights. She introduced the bill that brought publicly funded daycare centers to our country. She made sure that domestic workers got unemployment insurance. And she spoke out for a woman's right to pursue any career path, making her a firebrand in her day.
I am not the candidate of Black America, although I am Black and proud. I am not the candidate of the women's movement of this country, although I am a woman, and I'm equally proud of that. I am not the candidate of any political bosses or fat cats or special interests. I am the candidate of the people.
Congresswoman Chisholm ran for President of the United States in 1972 and was the first woman and first African American to do so. She didn't win the Democratic nomination, but she made a crack in the glass ceiling that President Barack Obama broke through in 2008.
That was Maryland State Delegate Jolene Ivey, a regular in our weekly parenting segment, The Moms, saluting her Black history hero, Shirley Chisholm. To browse the full series of Tell Me More Black History essays, please log on to NPR.org and in the search field, type Black History Heroes. And that's our program for today here from New York City. We sincerely thank the good folks who make NPR's New York studios click. I'm Michelle Martin, and you've been listening to Tell Me More from NPR News. Let's talk more tomorrow. We'll be back home in Washington, D.C.